Actresses Alice and Jenny, Laura Dern promote Planned Parenthood abortion stories. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 22, 2020. CBS's Mom star Alice and Jenny and Jurassic World 3 star Laura Dern are among the Hollywood stars promoting Planned Parenthood's abortion stories campaign called Ours to Tell. One that comes as the abortion industry celebrates the 47th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Jenny, an Academy and Emmy Award-winning actress, tweeted one of Planned Parenthood's mantras, an end to stigma. An end to silence. An end to shame. Jenny linked to the Ours to Tell website, one of the abortion giant's many efforts to promote the narrative that abortion is health care. And that having one is a proud moment in a woman's life that allows her the freedom to pursue her own desires. Ours to Tell is the story of four people who live full and empowered lives because they had the freedom to access abortion, Planned Parenthood says. The website states, this film comes as communities of color, LGBTQ people, and many others are increasingly denied access to abortion. And as people across the country face an unprecedented assault on the legal right to access it. Ours to Tell shows us the world we could and should have. One where all people are able to access the health care they want, need, and deserve, with compassion and support. Many other entertainment industry elites, including actresses Laura Dern and Holland Taylor, performer Sarah Jones, comedian Natasha Rothwell, and pianist Chloe Flower have also joined in promoting Ours to Tell. Many Hollywood stars have promoted the abortion lobby's narrative that women's self-interests surpass those of their unborn babies. The unborn are ultimately viewed as mere appendages to the bodies of pregnant women, rather than distinct lives all their own. During the Golden Globes in January, actress Michelle Williams accepted her award while she urged women to vote for pro-abortion rights politicians in order to achieve their own self-interests. I'm grateful for the acknowledgement for the choices I've made, and I'm also grateful to live in a moment in our society where choice exists, because as women and as girls, things can happen to our bodies that are not our choice, Williams said, adding, I've tried my very best to live a life of my own making and not just the series of events that happen to you, but one that I can stand back and look at and recognize my handwriting all over. Sometimes messy and scrawling, sometimes careful and precise. But one that I have carved with my own hand, and I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose. In a spirit of retribution, Williams then urged women to vote your own self-interest. Adding, it's what men have been doing for years, which is why the world looks so much like them.